Blog Talk Radio. welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. We are in the house. Happy, happy Saturday to everyone that's listening in. Hopefully you're having a fantastic morning. I hope you don't let nothing or nobody steal your joy. I ain't talking about no almond joy neither. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know what I mean? Every day we get up, we ought to thank the God above for the air we breathe in our lungs, for the birds chirping, for the sun in the sky, for the moon, for the grass that we walk upon on the earth, for the water, for the fire, the air, the trees, you know, everything, man. He said, let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord, and we're excited to be able to praise the Lord because so many people going on, they're not here. And we got an amazing show lined up for you this Saturday morning. We are trying to figure out, so we're getting it in right here on the Greg Shell Show. I'm super excited about what God's doing. Hold on one second.
Somebody know God's good. I want you to go ahead and pick up your cell phone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do, turn out the right. Don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody.
Hey, yo, what's happening? Want to welcome you back to the Greg Shell Show. I had a special guest on the line, and I didn't want to miss him because he's in the house. I hadn't seen him in some years. He's my friend. He's my big brother. He was a former station manager for TBN, and he's in the house with me right now, Pastor Aaron Motley. What's happening, man? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. You there? Hello? Well, I guess we still in the house. We still getting it in. I guess he's still holding up on the line. But we're really excited.
He just dropped again. He'll be back.
He dropped again. But no worries. I hadn't introduced my co-host. What's going on, DJ Prayer?
Oh, nothing much.
Would it be? In the Texas zone. Ain't talking about no Texas toast.
Oh, ain't nothing but horses and cows.
Dang, horses and the cow?
We got the anointed one back on the line.
Well, we want to welcome him in. Happy, happy, happy Saturday. Pastor Motley, that's you?
Yes, I'm on the line. How are you doing, Greg?
What's going on? I got a fish on the line, DJ Pratt, and he's a big fish. He's a fisherman of men. He's in the house all the way out of Montgomery, Alabama. He's in the house. Here he is, none other than Pastor Aaron Motley, the former station manager for TBN, Montgomery, Alabama. What's happening? Welcome in to the Greg Shell Show.
Thank you for having me on the program today.
Huh?
Thank you for having me on the program today. Just a blessing for us to get reacquainted. I have had not heard from you in a while, and so we got back connected a couple of weeks ago, and so it's just really good to be back with you and being involved with you. So just thanking God for all of his blessings.
Well, Well, first of all, I want to say this to the world, you know, for those that don't know, you guys should let other people boast on you. So I can boast on him. He the one who gave me my start when I was trying to make it in this entertainment industry. He gave me several opportunities to be on his platform at TBN, Praise the Lord. And I've been on there several times through his, you know, through what he allowed me to do. And I just wanted to tell you in front of the world, thank you so much for extending your arm to me and giving me an opportunity to be on your platform to share with the world my gifts and talents. So I want to thank you for that, first of all.
Well, to God be the glory. He makes these connections. And,
okay. Just tell him a little bit quick about you. You know, I know you got to go, but I wanted you to share briefly with the world who you are, and I'm just excited. I want to introduce you to DJ Prayer, too. She's out of Texas. She was in Houston, so she's in another part of Texas, but she's engineering out of Texas. DJ Prayer, say what's happening to my big brother.
Hello there, Anointed One.
God bless you. Good to meet you, even though we can't see face-to-face, but it's great to meet you over the radio.
In here.
Real good. Pastor Mike, if you would, give them a brief backdrop on who you are, and then I got to share your powerful testimony just briefly, because I know you don't have much time with us today, but I definitely want to welcome you to the show. If you would, just share with the world a little bit about who you are.
Well, I think you just did, but basically I am a pastor in Montgomery, Alabama. The church is Miracle Deliverance Temple of Christ, and we've been there for well over 30 years. And also the Lord allowed us to author two books, one called Christian Leaders Betrayed and the other one called Faith, A Godly Risk. And, of course, you're able to get those online on our church's website at miracledt.org. And as you said, I did manage the television station for Trinity Broadcasting Network for 20 years in Montgomery. And right now I have my own production service. It's M Media Productions, which is Amazing Memories Production Services, and along with my wife, Alicia. And she's my business partner. And so
doing
that. And we do local commercials and marketing for various businesses. And so, again, that's how you and I got connected somehow, when you found the number.
Let's do it. DJ Prayer, you know anybody I connect with, they have to go through some type of metamorphosis. And so when we reconnected, tell them what happened. Tell them what you just went through.
I tell you, when we were setting up appointments for, you know, to schedule to do one of your programs here in our city, I had a heart attack last Saturday. And so right now I'm in recovery. Just got out of the hospital on Wednesday. We went to a workshop in Atlanta. We drove over there early that morning, and we had a great workshop there. It was for business leaders, and that happened during the day on Veterans Day. And then at night, we were going to go over to my son and his family. We were going to have a dinner. They took us out to a very nice restaurant. We had a great time with them, taking pictures and everything. No indication of any problem with me. Except at the end of the meal, I started feeling really strange, and it came on all of a sudden. You know, I just had a nauseous feeling and felt dizzy, and really not much time to let anybody know that I wasn't feeling well. It just happened so quickly. And my wife said I passed out for about a minute and a half, and they called an ambulance and got me to a very nice hospital called WellStar. In the area. So we got there, and that's where they let me know that I was having a cardio event, a cardiac event. didn't come right out and say it was a heart attack. I didn't hear that until I got admitted into the hospital a little later on. So But they put a stent in. I had 100% clogged artery.
Wow.
And when they put the stent in, it just seemed like it was just a real simple procedure because they were very professional about it. And we had so many people praying. As soon as this happened, we got our prayer line going. And I'm telling you, there's power in prayer. A lot of times people say, all we can do is pray. Well, I want people to know that prayer is the most powerful thing you can do.
Right.
The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And we have on our phone a group text where we know the people who can pray. And
yeah. And
when we send out a message to that group, they get to praying. And I'm talking about people all over the world. They start a prayer chain, and this is not the first time that's happened. We've had many other events in situations that's come up where we just send out one text message to that group, and they get to praying, and things happen. So God turned that situation around, and here I am today. What the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for good. And I want you to know that some yokes are destroyed, burdens are removed. We were able to minister to several people who were there to minister to us.
Look at God. Look at God. I want the world to know that the heart attack that Pastor Miley had was to let the world know that the attack that the enemy has been sending our way is canceled through the blood of Jesus. And now we are, because the devil's on our feet, no matter, because you win whatever way you go, whether you're out of here or in here, you still win when you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you have received him as your Lord and Savior. So I'm excited to have you on the line with us today. Talk about the gold, man. They don't know about the gold and the silver. Let's talk about that as I'm getting ready to be part of this big situation with gold and silver. Silver and gold. Silver and gold. Go ahead.
Well, that's another part of our work. What we do is we are educating people about the importance of protecting your assets, and if they would like to even make some money as well. We have an organization that we work through to help people secure their assets with silver and gold. And so I can't just get into all of the details here over the phone and over the radio, but if people would like to have more information and would need to learn more about that, I can, they can give you their information, Greg, and I can get touch with them to give them more information on that if they would like to have that, because we're finding that there's a lot of issues with people not being able to even take care of a $400 emergency if it were to come up, unless they went to their credit card. And sometimes people don't even have a credit card to go to. But if you have tangible assets, you'll be able to take care of many of these emergencies that come up, and your money is controlled by you and not by someone else. So
real good.
Well,
Pastor Miley,
I know
who
are interested in knowing that, they can contact you, give them their information, and you can get that to me, and I'll be happy to contact them.
Real good. Well, in closing, if you could if you could tell someone that's trying to make it in the industry or just trying to gain access to utilizing their gifts and talents, what would be some words that you would instill to someone that's trying to get on TV or on radio? What would be some words you would instill to them today that's trying to do that without compromise?
Well, for one thing, you need to know that that's where God wants you. Pray first to see, is this really what God wants you to do? Because a lot of times doors are closed because God is closing that particular door because he's wanting to open up another store for you. So first, know that if this is what God wants you to do, it's going to happen, and you pray that he will put you in the place where you can connect with the right people, because there are people out there that will help you along the way, and God will put them in place for you. You don't have to struggle and do all of that, striving to try to make it happen. You don't have to make anything happen. Just go with God and see. He's the one that's opening those doors. So I know it sounds simple, but that's really the way it is. You have to pray and let him guide you, and he will. He does do that. Just have the right attitude, because, you know, if you are an arrogant person, you can't get anywhere anyhow, because that's going to be the wrong attitude to have, and your motives and your goals, your motives won't be right. If your motives are not pure, then God can't do anything with you.
That's the
spirit of the enemy, and so you make sure that your motives are right. What is the purpose and motive that you would want to get into that particular field? And again, the thing is, pray, seek God, and say, Lord, is this where you want me? And he'll show it to you. It's just that
real thing. Real good. Well, I just want to tell you thank you for hanging out with us. And for those that's been listening to this morning, we're going to be live in Montgomery, Alabama at Miracle Deliverance Center doing the Greg Shell Show live December the 9th. We want you to go ahead and stick a pin in it. We're going to be doing a live in-studio production. I'm excited. It's our pre-Christmas special, and to be able to bring it back home with my big brother in Montgomery, Alabama, we are super excited. DJ Prayer, you got anything you want to say to Pastor Motley before we get off the line?
I just want to say
say it again.
I just want to say you're blessed to be here, because a lot of people don't make it through heart attacks. One of my friends, he had a heart attack. He didn't make it. So, you know, it's a blessing.
Oh, boy. Well, Pastor Miley, I'm looking forward to hanging out with you, man. I'm thanking God for the reconnect, and we are looking forward to being in Montgomery, Alabama, December the 9th. Go ahead, everyone, stick a pin in it. We're going to be at the Miracle Deliverance Center. Can you give them that address, man? I got
5831. Yeah, 5831 Meadowview Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36105.
There it is, y'all. And I want to encourage somebody to this morning that may be facing some trials and some tribulations and some heartaches and some pains. Give it to God, and don't let people pray over you, but the prayers of the righteous avail much. And Pastor Mott, I want to thank you for taking time. I know you went over, and I want to thank you for that, because I know you returning phone calls and all that stuff right there. But I just want to tell you, brother, why you're here. I love you. I've been in hospital 26 times, and the devil tried to kill me 26 times, but I told every time, God, your will be done. And at the end of the day, it was. I'm still here proclaiming and stamping on the head of the devil in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, you are.
Brother, thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Greg Shell Show. What do you think about the Greg Shell Show?
Hey, Greg Shell is Greg Shell. Thank you for what you're doing, man. You minister to the world. And that's what's so important.
To God be the glory.
And
it's people like you. It's people like you that makes a difference. And I just want to tell the world, be more God-centered and other people-centered, and your situation will come to pass if you believe with mustard seed faith. Thank you so much, Pastor Motley, for being on the show with us. Can we have you back on the show in the future?
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, okay, we got to talk about this.
God,
silver and gold. Silver and gold. Y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We're gonna play another track, and you can visit us online if you want to listen to us live in your vehicle. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show and make sure you put the number 3. Y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. I'm going to go ahead and play a song from my partner from the new movie, In the Pastor Study, that's coming your way next year in 2024. It's called God's Word, and y'all hear it first right here on the Greg Shell Show by none other than Ernest Faust, Jr., right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you.
alive.
Hey, y'all, Ian and Fuzz right here on the Greg Shell Show. I want to thank y'all for tuning in for this episode. I thought we was going a little longer, but, you know, God's time, and he put a word out, and hopefully someone took heed. You know, you can be up today, and as you can see, he was just sitting down having a normal meal, and a heart attack came upon him because he knew who God truly was. And the prayers of the righteous, he was able to still be here in the land of the living. So we want to encourage someone today. Don't take your life for granted. Just know that when, you know, when obstacles come and situations happen, it's not always bad. Sometimes it's always to make, you know, it's to make you better. It's just like lifting weights. You know what I mean? When you lift weights, you're going to have some pain. You're going to have some resistance. You're going to be sore. But it's only to make you stronger spiritually. Your spiritual muscles are growing. So we want to encourage you today. This is not a religious show. This is a relationship show, letting you know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. We're going to be playing a variety of music. So as we get prepared for takeoff next week for real, we want you to tune in tomorrow as we get prepared for, we're going to do a sermon tomorrow. God is telling me to speak to the world, just letting people know the reality of what's really happening in the world. And so I'm really excited about that piece. I want to thank DJ Prayer on the ones and the twos today, and just thank all of the listeners. You can listen again live. You can re-listen to this particular broadcast by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show #3. Now, we also want you to know that we offering some promotional packages that you can do an all-inclusive vacation, all that stuff. We're going to have all that going on. And you can go ahead and visit the website at Explore. That's exploreresorts.com. And look at all the various vacations you can take. And when you come with us, we're going to give you a special deal when you become a member and a fan of the Greg Shell Show. So we're excited about that. So get yourself geared up as we get prepared for takeoff next week. And we want to thank you so much. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, 11 a.m. Keep it locked, Eastern Standard Time, right here for the Greg Shell Show. Have a great day, and God bless you. Peace.